You've landed the dream job. Your resume sparkles, colleagues respect you. Yet there's this nagging voice in your head. They're going to find out I'm a fraud. Welcome to imposter syndrome, a psychological pattern affecting roughly 70% of people at some point in their lives. Picture Maya Angelou, despite writing 11 books, thinking they're going to find out now with each new publication. Or Tom Hanks, Academy Award winner, still feeling like he doesn't belong. This isn't just workplace jitters or occasional self-doubt. It's a persistent, gnawing conviction that your success is undeserved, that you've somehow tricked everyone, and that exposure is inevitable. First identified in 1978 among high-achieving women, we now understand it reaches far beyond, touching parents who feel inadequate, students drowning in comparison, and even religious individuals questioning their faith. What makes this particularly insidious is how it feeds on success itself. Each achievement becomes not proof of competence, but evidence of how well you fooled people. The higher you climb, the further you feel you'll fall when the truth comes out. Understanding this phenomenon isn't just academic. It's essential for reclaiming the confidence that rightfully belongs to you. Imposter syndrome has three defining traits: believing others overestimate your abilities, fearing exposure as a fraud, and attributing success to luck rather than skill. Consider James, promoted to IT management. His excitement quickly became overwhelming anxiety. Though handling personnel issues and conflicts were normal for his role, he became convinced he lacked necessary skills and considered quitting, a classic imposter response. Career transitions trigger these feelings most. Qualifying in your field, starting educational programs, receiving promotions, milestones that should bring pride, instead spark profound self-doubt. High-risk groups include students, academics, highly successful individuals, first-generation professionals, those with unconventional career paths, and underrepresented group members. Academia creates particularly fertile ground for imposter feelings. Elite status meets constant evaluation. Nobel Prize winner John Steinbeck wrote, "I am not a writer. I am fooling myself and other people." Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg admits she still wakes up feeling like a fraud. Success paradoxically intensifies feelings of fraudulence rather than dispelling them. Early research identified two family dynamics that fuel imposter feelings. In the first pattern, a child grows up labeled differently than a sibling deemed intelligent, perhaps as sensitive or friendly. Despite later achievements, families maintain these early perceptions, causing individuals to question whether success stems from genuine ability or compensating hard work. Consider Shula, shadowed by her gifted sister Dana. Though highly successful, Shula's accomplishments never felt equal to Dana's seemingly effortless intelligence. Those early labels stick, shaping self-perception decades later. The second pattern involves families placing impossibly high expectations on children, treating them as superior in every way. When these children inevitably stumble, they distrust their parents' perceptions and doubt themselves. Like Shane, burdened by his parents' idealized view, every imperfection becomes evidence of imposter status. Yet family background isn't destiny. Many from these backgrounds don't develop imposter syndrome, while others with different backgrounds do, suggesting additional factors shape who develops these persistent self-doubts. Research identifies five distinct imposter types. The perfectionist sets impossibly high standards, fixating on flaws rather than achievements and resisting delegation because no one meets their unreachable benchmarks. The superwoman/superman measures worth by how many roles they excel in simultaneously, constantly seeking external validation through multiple responsibilities. The natural genius believes true talent shouldn't require effort. Often early achievers, they develop a fixed mindset where genuine ability means instant mastery. Encountering challenges requiring effort becomes proof of fraudulence. The rugged individual believes success only counts when achieved entirely alone, feeling fraudulent when complimented after receiving help. The expert feels undeserving of their label, believing true expertise requires knowing absolutely everything. They obsessively pursue more training, never feeling qualified enough. Understanding which pattern dominates your thinking is the first step toward managing these self-doubting beliefs. While individual psychology and family dynamics contribute to imposter syndrome, broader societal factors amplify these feelings. At the core lies low self-esteem, the fundamental belief that you're not good enough, often stemming from childhood experiences that become internalized as negative core beliefs. Attribution bias plays a crucial role in maintaining imposter feelings. While most people credit successes to internal factors like skills and abilities, imposters do the opposite, attributing successes to external factors like luck while blaming failures on themselves. These thinking patterns develop in early adolescence and become deeply ingrained. Social media has dramatically intensified these tendencies. Research shows 62% of users feel inadequate about their lives compared to others online. Before social media, people compared themselves to neighbors and local community members. Today's generation faces an unprecedented range, from celebrities to slightly wealthier acquaintances. Studies reveal 88% of people make social comparisons on Facebook, with 98% being upward comparisons to those perceived as superior. People check their phones approximately every 12 minutes, creating a relentless drip feed of others' highlight reels. Millennials face a particular paradox. Raised as trophy kids with participation awards and excessive praise, they're told they're successful while simultaneously feeling their achievements are unearned. These participation trophies become evidence of their perceived phoniness rather than genuine success. Imposter syndrome infiltrates social and family life in distinct patterns. Do-gooder imposters perform countless acts of kindness, yet dismiss them because they derive personal satisfaction, convinced genuine kindness must be completely selfless. Aaron exemplifies this, building schools in Africa, feeding the homeless weekly, working for charity. Despite these extraordinary contributions, he battles depression and low self-esteem, citing occasional unkindness as proof he's not truly good. Popular imposters appear to have thriving social lives, but internally feel they have few real friends. They maintain relationships through constant entertaining, then discount the resulting popularity as mere reciprocation, creating visible popularity that masks emotional emptiness. The charmed life imposter has everything: wealth, beautiful home, exotic travels, perfect children, fulfilling career, yet feels profoundly unfulfilled. CEOs face twice the depression rate of the general public. The culprit? Lack of meaning. Having achieved material goals without new aspirations, they experience a disconnect between their perfect-looking life and internal emptiness. Imposter syndrome is debilitating, but its effects can be overcome. Recognition is the crucial first step. Once you understand the condition, you can manage it and improve self-confidence. The goal isn't complete elimination, but minimizing imposterish thoughts and finding balance. Mild imposter syndrome can actually spur hard work and achievement. Challenge your attribution styles by learning to internalize success rather than dismissing it as luck. Develop healthier relationships with social media, recognizing the curated nature of others' presentations. Set realistic expectations, and most importantly, develop compassion for yourself, the same compassion you'd offer a friend experiencing self-doubt. Here's the truth. You're not fooling anyone. Your success isn't an accident. That voice whispering fraud isn't wisdom. It's fear wearing a disguise. Every achievement, compliment, and promotion is real. They're yours. Stop waiting for permission to own them. The world doesn't need your false modesty. It needs your full contribution, delivered with confidence that comes from accepting this fact. You belong exactly where you are. Now act like it.